Let's just have a quick recap of what's been happening for the past 3 weeks, kung ano yung pinag-uusapan natin in Live Free series. Sino dito, nandito ka nung week 1, death to life, okay? Naalala mo to? From dati, being dead to sin, now we are alive to God. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang dead yan, okay? Ayan. Pwede na, okay? And we are now alive to God. And in the second week, we talked about from being a sinful person, now we have a new place in Christ as righteous people. From sin to righteousness. Okay, so, sino sa inyo dito, you are righteous. You know what? If you are in Christ, you are righteous. Because it's what Christ has done for you and not what we have done for God. So, sino sa inyo, if you are in Christ, sino sa inyo righteous? Come on. Yun, okay? And if you are in Christ, be confident of that, that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is in you because of what He has done on the cross. And then the third week, last week, is from flesh to spirit. Ibig sabihin yung ginagawa natin, it's not according anymore to the law, but according to the Spirit of God, the power of God within us so that we might honor God in everything that we do. And that's made available for us dahil sa ginawa ni Jesus Christ para sa atin. And last, ngayon, pag-uusapan natin, present suffering to future glory. That's what we're going to talk about. Natitignan natin, ano yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ? That we will get to face all the present sufferings or trials that we have right now and look forward to the future glory and kung ano yun, yung meron siya para sa atin. But right now, let me ask you this question. What is your ultimate dream or goal in life? Yan. Yung iba, tumawa kagad, no? Nakakatawa ba yung goal mo? Ganon? And then I'd like to ask a few volunteers. Okay, sige. A few volunteer. Oh, isa muna, isa. Gusto mong i-share yung dream nung tinanong mo. Anong pangalan mo?
Adrian,
anong school mo?
TIP!
Kaya pala gwapo, no? Okay, sige. Sino yung tinanong mo?
Si Harvey po.
Harvey, anong sabi ni Harvey?
Gusto daw po niya maging tulad mo.
Wow! Gwapo? Ganon? Sino pa? Isa ba? Okay. Anong name mo?
Mark po.
Mark? Okay. Sinong katabi mo? Anong sa... Magkasimula na pre yung A? Okay. Sige. Anong name niya?
Name niya po si ano? Si Dayrin po.
Dayrin?
Michael po, Michael.
Ano talaga? Okay. Isang name lang. Michael, okay. Anong sabi ni Michael?
Sabi niya sa akin, yung ultimate dream niya is... matapos niya yung mission niya, mission ni God para sa kanya. And yun, at maging ano siya.
Ayos, Christian! Okay. Thank you, Michael! And iba-iba yung goal natin, tama? Si Harvey gusto maging gwapo. Okay. Si Michael, gusto niyang ma-fulfill yung purpose ni God sa life niya. Madami tayong iba't ibang dreams and goals, di ba? Pero para maabot natin yun, may kailangan tayong pagdaanan. Tama? Let me just share with you an example. I asked someone, okay? I asked my fiance, si Gami. Tinanong ko siya, ano yung... listen, okay? Algam yun, okay? Hashtag, okay. Aldin, yayagam, okay? So, ganito, tinanong ko siya. Kasi naisip ko, wala ako masyadong experience about that kasi successful na yung face ko eh. Okay, joke. Pero nung tinanong ko siya, ano yung ultimate dream niya nun? Dati gusto niya, yung maging nurse. Ngayon, registered nurse siya. And then she answered me that question, yung ano yung ginawa niya to prepare and be a nurse, yung pinagdaanan niyang pinakamahirap, sabi niya yung duty. Ito yung pinakamahirap na kailangan niyang pagdaanan para maging nurse, mapupuyat. Yung pasok niya, alas 6 hanggang alas 2 ng umaga, tapos kinabukasan nun, few hours from that, papasok na naman. And it's a suffering in her life that in order to get to that goal of being a nurse, bago pa siya makapasa ng board exam, bago graduate, kailangan niyang pagtiisan yung pag-duty niya na napakahirap. Sino dito madalas kayo napupuyat dahil sa mga assignment niyo? Diba? Plastic, okay? Hindi, alam ko puyat kayo kasi kinabukasan ipapasa, okay? Pero kailangan pagdaanan, tama? Kung yung goal mo dito, may tinanong ako. Si Ken Mark, tinanong ko siya, ano yung goal mo? Gusto niya maging engineer. Sino dito engineering? Okay? Gusto niya maging engineer. Sabi ko, ano yung pinakamahirap mong pinagdadaanan ngayon para makamit niyan? Mag-aral. Okay? Ang hirap daw mag-aral. Pero it's as necessary suffering for him to achieve the goal of becoming an engineer as well. So iba-iba yung goals natin and dreams natin. But there are specific things in life right now para makarating tayo doon is we have to suffer this first or we have to go through this first in order for us makarating sa goal of being an engineer, being a nurse, and being what you want to achieve in life. Tama ba? And by that, titignan natin, what actually drives a person to achieve a goal is, or to do something right now is to achieve the goal is by looking at the vision or the future or the picture of the future na nandun na siya. Pero ngayon, sige, para maging kasing laki ko yung katawan ni Batista, di ba? Magbubuhat ka talaga, kahit masakit, i-endure mo. But today, we're going to talk about what is it are we enduring right now and why are we suffering and what is the future that awaits us in God. And it's like we're being slaves to the things that we suffer today and we tend to give up. And kung hindi man tayo nag-give up, parang gusto mo na gumive up because you don't see the future that God has for you one day. And how are we supposed to act on it right now? And how are we supposed to fix our eyes on God so that we might get to the future God has for us? Kasi pangyayari, many of the Christians today, they just let go of their relationship with God. Many of the followers of Jesus today, they just let go of going to church, attending a victory group, or just getting to a service para mag-worship kay Lord or makilala si Lord. They just stop because they don't want to suffer today. They don't want the trials that they have today. Mas mabuti nang iwan ko na lang to. Mas masaya naman siguro ko kung wala tong mga bagay na to sa buhay ko. Nahihirapan lang ako i-honor si Lord. That's the reality. That even it comes to a point in our minds na kahit pa hindi ka pa dumating sa point na mag-give up ka, pero you feel like parang gusto mo na mag-give up because of the present sufferings that you are experiencing today and you could not achieve your goal at all. So ano yung nangyayari sa atin? It's easier to give up when we don't see the picture of future that we have. It's easier to give up kung walang vision na nagda-drive sa atin. So we're now, or is it possible that in our lives right now, is it possible na tayo yun? Na we are at the edge of our relationship with God. Yung nakasampay ka na lang, ito na lang, di ba? Sosi ka pa, okay? Ha? Okay? So, gusto mo nang ilaglag yung sarili mo with your relationship with God because of all the trials. And now, we're gonna look at the Word of God that despite all these sufferings that we go through today, ano yung pwede kong makita sa future na meron si God para saan so that I could go on and honor Him and live a life free out of the suffering. In Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 18 to 20, sabi dito, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing," sabihin nyo comparing, "with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Pray muna tayo. Let's all bow down. Father, thank you for your word, and we pray that we get to know you more, Lord God, and we get to see the future that beholds us, that awaits us, that you have won for us. And by that, this would be the drive that every day we get to honor you and live our lives freely and not to be enslaved by the sufferings and trials na meron kami sa lives namin yun. But Lord, we pray that may our eyes be focused on you. This time, open our hearts and minds to receive from you in Jesus' name. Amen. And ngayon, dito sa verse na to, we've been talking about the book of Romans for the past week. And ngayon, titignan natin ulit one part of Romans wherein pinapakita dito, sabi ni Paul, Apostle Paul, yung nagsulat nito, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time ay walang kwenta compared to the future that God has in store for all of us." Wala daw kwenta. Gaano man kahirap yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, it is not worth comparing to the future God has in store for every one of us who is in Christ. And grabe, seryoso siya. Bakit? Kasi si Paul, he has suffered so many things for the gospel. Nakulong siya, nabugbog siya, may death threat siya, and even to a point of death, he was suffering that just to honor God and to proclaim His name. And even to us today, what are the things that we go through right now that you think na sobrang hirap, gusto mo nang sumuko, is it really worth comparing to give up what your relationship with God right now than to pursue what God has a plan for your life? Ibig sabihin, talaga bang mas okay i-give up na lang yung relationship natin kay God? O kaya naman, perso natin, let's just endure the trials. If there's anyone who suffered most sa mga disciples, probably si Paul yun. Dami niyang pinagdaanan. Tapos nasabi niya to. And then in verse 19, for the creation awaits with eager longing. Ibig sabihin, yung creation itself, yung kamunduhan natin, it waits for the eager, with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Ibig sabihin, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sa tingin mo ba, okay na yan? Okay? Natawa kayo? Okay, wag ganun. Okay? Nangangano ka eh. Okay? Pero sa totoo lang, you know what? There's still more than that person. God has still more for that person. And the creation itself is waiting for us to be revealed. Na kung sa tingin mo, sa ngayon, parang hindi naman Kristiyano yan, parang hindi naman talaga okay yung itsura niyan at yung pag-o-honor niyan kay God, parang hindi pa naman perfecto yan. Hindi talaga, but ikaw ba? Oo, okay? Pero, titignan natin, let me just share with you kung paano sinasabi yung revealing in the Bible. Sa, dito, alam nyo ba tong bagay na yan? Alam nyo yan? Hindi nyo alam? Isipin nyo, ano yan, okay? Rep? Okay? Sino may hula? Sige. Cabinet? Malapit na eh. Kasi ito yan eh. Nakita nyo kung paano kayo nag... In the first picture, you don't get to appreciate what it is. This is who we are probably right now. That though we are Christians, we are in Jesus Christ, outwardly, ang hirap pa rin ang buhay. Parang hindi pa rin perfecto at kumpleto yung nangyayari sa akin. But inwardly, what is being revealed to us is that what will amaze the world because of what God will be doing to us and has done already in our lives. Kaya nga revealing, kasi hindi ka niya bubuuin ulit. There's be something in you that in the future, when Jesus comes, yun yung sinasabi ng future glory, when Jesus comes, you'll be as like what the lanterns are. People will be amazed. You yourself will be amazed. Na grabe pala, ito pala yung merong in store si God para sa akin. Na nung una, pag tinignan ko, parang wala lang. Pero when God will come, this is the destiny that God has for us. This is the future glory that is not worth comparing sa mga trials na meron tayo ngayon. Yung ikaw ngayon mismo, it's not yet the end. So, ikaw naman, talaga, yahoo, okay? Thank you, Lord. It's not yet the end. And when we read all throughout pa, sa mga susunod na verses, for the creation was subjected to futility, ibig sabihin, frustration. The creation itself was frustrated because of what happened, because of sin that contaminated and distorted the world. Not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, yung unang nagkasala, but in hope that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage. Ibig sabihin, may pag-asa. 22, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Ibig sabihin pala, it's a childbirth in all of us. Yung mangyayari sa atin, hindi tayo babaguhin totally. Pag dumating si Lord, yung itsura nung katabi mo, yan pa rin yun. Cute pa rin yun. Siya pa rin yun. Pero yung kagandahan nun, glorified body na. Alam niyo yung glorified body? Tingin kayo dito. Okay. Hindi, para makinig kayong mabuti. Okay? It's like how Jesus, when He was resurrected, ganun din tayo. Okay? Walang account ng Bible na parang sinasabi may abs ba siya or whatever. Pero it's a glorified body. It's a sinless body, not contaminated by any disease or pimple. Masayang-masaya yung iba nun or tayo nun. Wala na tayong problema yung pimple sa heaven pag nandito na si Lord, di ba? It's a different body that will be revealed to all of us. And that is our destiny in God. That what Jesus did when he was resurrected, we could also do. And by that, okay, it's a new body, it's a new you that will be revealed at the time when Jesus comes to all of us. It's very exciting because what the glorification means is that when we are completely delivered from sin, and when we are given a redeemed body, kung kagaya ng resurrected body ni Jesus Christ. In the Bible, si Jesus bigla siyang nawawala nung resurrected na siya. Nakaka-teleport siya. Totoo yun, di ba? Bigla, nakikita siya, biglang mawawala si Jesus. Probably we could go from one place to another in just seconds. And grabe, sinong gusto ganun? Di ba, walang passport? Okay? Punta ka lang kung saan. And it's not to focus on that, but what the good news is, we have a new us when Jesus comes. That is the future glory na hindi worth comparing. And bakit gugustuhin ko yun? Okay? Bakit isa to sa mga bagay that I could look on to so that I might not, that I can endure the suffering that I have today? Because you know what? The destiny that God has for us is not just to be glorified and to be sinless, but to be with Him forever. By that, it gives us this. When we go to the next verses, in verse 24, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Now we could see that there's a greater future for us, the world, the heavens, and us being renewed in Jesus Christ. We are like Jesus Christ. We are like Him. Now we can look forward with hope and perseverance. Ibig sabihin pala, hindi natatapos yung buhay mo sa sufferings na meron ka ngayon, sa trials na meron ka ngayon. Hindi natatapos doon. Now we could all the more face everything in front of us with hope that one day I will be with God and with perseverance that I can endure anything in my way. Just to give you a picture of what hope is, sino dito alam niyo yung commercial ng Bear Brand na bago? Yung magbabike sila. Tuturuan siya magbike, di ba? Alala nyo? Let me share with this to kung hindi alam ng iba, di ba? Yung bata kasi, may bago siyang bike. Hindi ba siya marunong? Sinasabi nung nanay niya, pasok ka na, okay? Hindi ka marunong eh. Okay, hindi talaga ganun, okay? Pero, sinabi nung bata, kasi magagabi na, sabi nung bata, parang, ang paraphrase ko na lang, hindi ito talaga yung sinabi niya, okay? Baka sabihin nyo, niloloko ko kayo eh. Okay? Sabi niya, Ma, antayin ko si Papa kasi tuturuan niya ako magbike pagdating niya, sabi niya. Okay. Inantay niya. Pagdating niya, nag-imo pa nga siya, di ba? Sabi niya, pagod ka niya. Okay. Pero nandun pa rin, di ba? Itong batang to eh, okay? Pero inantay niya. Dumating yung tatay, tinuruan siya magbike. Where was his hope in? Di ba? Nasaan yung hope ng bata? Nasa word ng tatay niya. Kasi sabi ng tatay niya, pagbalik niya, pag-uwi niya, tuturuan kita magbike. Dumating na siya, yung tatay, tinuruan niya magbike yung anak niya. Ano yung hope na meron ka kay Lord right now? What gives us hope is the Word of God. There are many promises in the Bible, okay? In the Bible, na kung tutusin, it's 3,573 promises in the Bible. And do you know even one of those promises na pwede mong panghawakan? O pagka may problema na sa buhay mo, Jesus wept, okay? Judas hung himself, okay? Yun lang alam mo. Di pa promise, ha? Okay? So, tingnan natin yung isang promise ni God that we could hold on to, not just for this time, but we could look to God even until forever. One of the promises in Revelation 21:4, this pertains to the future that we will be in when we are with God already. Sabi niyan, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, walang umaga, okay, joke lang, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. If you put your hope in God and hold on to His Word, what you are able to do, and when you put your trust in God, what you are able to do is that you can look forward na, Lord, yung pinagdadaanan ko ngayon, okay lang to, because this is not worth comparing for the time that I will be with you where there is no more pain, no more crying, no more hurt, and wala nang pagsubok sa buhay ko. You can look forward to that day that si Lord pa mismo yung magpupunas ng luha mo. Hahanap-hanap ka ng taong matetext dyan, di ba? Alam mo, pwede ba ako mag-share, shoulder to cry on? Okay? Temporary lang yan, okay? But what you could look forward to is the God who Himself would wipe away every tear and pain and hurt in your hearts and in your lives right now. The former things have passed away. Ibig sabihin, yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon lang yan. Hindi yan forever. Di ba? Hindi yan forever. What is forever is the love of God. And you could hold on to that. You have that word. And this is personally one of the verses that I look on to when I think about in the light of eternity, ano bang ikagaganda sa buhay ko nitong pinagdadaanan ko? Do you know what? When even before I came here to the stage, nung dinireview ko yung notes ko, binasa ko yan, it made an impact na grabe lahat ng pinagdadaanan nating lahat dito will all be wiped out because this is the destiny and the future that God has for us. This verse, and I can hold on to that. You can hold on to this. It's not just gonna be holding on to that and looking forward. Hindi tayo natatapos dun. Hope and perseverance. Now that we have a hope in God, yung panghahawakan nating word ni God, and sobrang dami pa niyan, you could actually persevere as well by hoping in God. You know this guy? Okay? Kilala niyo yan? Manny Pacquiao. I believe he did not have instantly yung belts niya. Tama? Yung pagising niya, uy, may belt na ako, champion na ako. Okay? But he trained and worked hard for that belt. Tama? Nakikita niyo sa mga balita, last night, nandun kami sa Tricycleland. Nakita namin yung nagte-training si Pacquiao, yung parang hinahamon niya ulit ng rematch si Mayweather. Tama? Tapos, sit up siya. Tapos, yung, nakita niyo yun, nagsisit up siya. Minsan ganun kasi kasi sit up, tapos pinapalo ako para mas lumaki yung abs ko. A big stomach, okay? And yung iba, di na gets, okay? So, si Manny, nagte-training siya, boxing, okay, tumatakbo, nagja-jumping ropes, hindi para lang gumanda yung katawan, pero may future siya. May future siyang tinitignan na one day he will be a champion. And ngayon, nandiyan na siya. But it did not come in to that point na nagising lang siya, nakipaglaban siya, nachambahan niya, uy, champion na. Nasuntok lang, di ba? But what he did, he had training. And who among you here would agree that training is hard? It's difficult. It's painful. Diba? Sa mga nag-gym gaya ko, okay? You know what training does to us? It's really painful. Yung gigising ka, hindi ka makapag-butones dito, diba? Sinsakit eh. But it's a necessary pain so that he becomes strong more and more. What one of the promises God told us in Isaiah 51 would be like that. Sabi dito, God was pertaining to Zion or the city of God wherein, O afflicted one, they were in despair. Bansa nila, it's afflicted. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted. Behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of agate, your gates of carbuncles, and your wall of precious stones. Dati titignan mo, afflicted one, storm-tossed na kingdom. Naalala niyo yung Ondo, Yolanda, kung paano yung ginawa sa city? Probably ganon. Pero yung promise ni God, He will set their walls with precious stones. He will rebuild it. What God is doing to us, like Manny, okay, nagtitrain siya, dati kasi, okay, hindi dati, pero ngayon, alam niyo yung batong sapphire? Okay? Ito yung sapphire, ayan, okay? And bago yan maging ganyan, nung minina yan, okay, ito yung una. Ito pala yan, bato-bato. But how did it come to a point na naging ganyan kaganda? What happened is that itong mga batong to, it went through a lot of processing of heating, extreme heating pa nga nung nababasa ko. And hindi lang yun, it goes through a lot of process of pressure, pinupukpok, di ba? And kung hindi nyo alam yung sapphire, kahit gold, kahit diamond, lahat ng yon una, ganito. Pero because of pressure and heat, it becomes fine. It becomes a beautiful stone or gem. Tama? In the same way, your destiny, just like what God has said in the verse, this is your destiny, to become as clear as this and as beautiful as this stone, and that is your destiny. Before, when we were not in God, we were just like this. But now, we are in God, we are being refined. Now, it comes in, what Manny has been doing, training, God is training us for Christ-likeness. Beautiful gem is Christ-likeness, and that is our destiny. Kung makikita mo yung sarili mo, hirap na hirap ka, you know what? That's God putting the pressure and the heat para masanay ka that you become Christ-like. Na hindi ka magugulat na lang, uy, one day Christ-like ka na. Hindi ganun yun. God is training you for greater glory, for the future glory that He is to give you. And huwag kayong magtatahong, ba't kayo nahihirapan? Kung tinetrain kayo, walang hindi nahirapan na nagtrain. Walang hindi napagod o nagbuhos ng dugo at pawis niya para sa bayan o sarili. Diba? Yes, makata. And if you would see right now, anong perspective ko nito ngayon? Anong nangyayari sa akin? If Christ-likeness is my destiny, bakit ganito sa school? Bakit ako nagsasuffer sa subject ko? Sinong may ganon? Suffer ka na sa subject mo tuwing papasok ka, duguan ka, no? Para kang binolo, okay? Bakit ako nagsasuffer? You know what? When you endure and persevere with the hope of God, that this is my destiny, okay, you endure to review and be diligent, nagiging diligent ka sa life mo, yung future mo at eternity mo kasi, you are diligent. That's part of Christ-likeness. Kaya pala ngayon, sinasanay ka na ni God, eto ka kasi. Hindi ka basta bato-batong pangit lang, pangit ugali. But who you are in God is Christ-like. Now, He's training you in Christ-likeness. And if you in home, nagsasuffer dito sa persecution, sino dito ini-invite nyo? Probably yung mga kamag-anak nyo. Magpunta dito, di ba? O kaya, sinashare mo si Lord sa kanila, ano yung ginagawa mo dito. Tapos, pinapersecute ka, wow, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka lang, okay? Tapos, basa-basa ka pang Bible, di ka naman makapaghugas ng pinggan. Okay? You know what? What God is trying to build and shine upon you and put pressure upon you is that you could be in the future and in eternity, you are a loving person. You are a forgiving person. Na kahit ano pang sakit yung sinabi nila, yung mga minamahal mo, okay lang, papatawarin ko yan because Christ-likeness is loving and forgiving and kind as well. That is your destiny. Kaya pala ngayon, ganito yung mga trials ko, para napapractice mo na. Kasi ito ka kung sino ka kay Lord. Ito ka. Christ-like ka kay Lord. And that is the future. That is the destiny. You are being refined day to day to be like this. That even if times would come na sasuffer ka na, lack na, wala nang baon. Sino may baon ngayon? Di ba? Grabe, sa'yo nung buhay, walang pasok, binibigyan ng baon. Okay? Sana ganun din ako, no? Naiyak eh. When you are in lack, you endure in giving na kahit onti na lang to, I will still give to this person. You become generous and that's Christ-likeness. The destiny that God has for you so that you will have a hope in Him and persevere is that you look that in the light of eternity, anong matutulong sa akin ito? Anong magagawa sa akin ito? And in the light of eternity, in view of eternity, paano naman yung iba? Ikaw, you would share in the glory that Jesus Christ would have that would give you in eternity. Paano naman yung iba? Or have you given up in sharing who Jesus is to others? Have you given up in that? Have you given up na hindi ka lang sinipot sa one-to-one mo? Okay, wag mo na, hindi ko na te-text yan, okay? Hindi lang pumunta sa VG mo o ini-invite mo, bahala yan, go to hell. Okay. Ganun na ba yung puso natin? I hope not. But in view of eternity, we hope for them and persevere for them so that they might share as well in the glory that Jesus Christ has given us, the righteousness that Jesus Christ has given us. And sino sa'yo dito, you are suffering in waiting for the right person, di ba? Susuffer ka. O kung may kakilala kang nagsusuffer, sige, hindi ikaw. Sige, may kakilala ka. Okay? Nagsasuffer ka. But you know what? If you hope and persevere, di ba? Yung Aldab nga eh, di ba? Nag-antay bago magka-date. Di ba? Nag-antay sila. Ikaw pa kaya eh, nakay Lord ka? So that in the future, you will be faithful and in eternity, just as Christ-like is, you are faithful to God. That is who you are. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang faithful yan? Ah, bait, no? So we look forward to being Christ-like. And these are all just temporary. We are just being trained. Sabi mo sa tayo mo, tinetrain ka lang ni Lord. And in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 okay, to 30, sabi mo na natin to, and we know that for those who love God, Basahin natin ito. 1, 2, 3, go. All things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. This is what God has been doing. Hindi siya bulag na may pinagdadaanan ka. Sino dito may problema? May trial? Sige. Yung iba, wala? Talaga? Ha? Okay. I believe all of us. But you know how good God is? He could work. He could just work in all things. All things work together for good. For the good of His purposes. That's why we can just hope and persevere in God. It's because we know that God is in control. That God is sovereign. That God can do anything. Even in the yung pinakapangit na situation that you could possibly in right now. And even in suffering, pag tinignan na, balikan natin yung verse na to, yung mga suffering kasi or mga pinagdadaanan natin, it could probably be divided into three parts. Yung una, yung tipong, ikaw naman may kasalanan. May ganun ka bang pinagdadaanan ngayon? Di ba? Yung sisi ka ng sisi sa iba, bumagsak ka, ikaw naman di nag-review, di ba? So, probably ganun, yung sarili. Second also is yung, probably it's been done to, by others to you. There's injustice. That's why you suffer. And actually, third is that, yung dahil sa fallen world natin, may calamity, di ba? Sino bang nagpadala ng bagyo dito, di ba? Tayo-tayo ba? Bagyo, lapit, okay? O yung Amerika, punta ka dun sa Pilipinas. These three sufferings are happening to us because of the fallen world, of fallen nature of man and our world. But these sufferings are not contained to these sufferings alone. What happens to us is that when we think of ourselves and naisip natin yung nagawa natin kayo umaga, nung nakaraang linggo, we feel like we are being condemned. But what God is telling us, since He can do all things, can make all things work together for the good of His purposes, is that we could actually know and believe that there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. Katulad last week, naalala nyo, finished, there is no condemnation. If this time, ito yung nangyayari sa'yo, you know what? You could actually believe that and God could turn it around. That even for others, probably some of us here, we were taken advantage by others, di ba? Yung may pinaglamangan ka. Probably it could be physically or emotionally, I don't know. But whatever that is, if you can't believe na wala nang mangyayari dito, what says here in this verse is that all things, even that moment in your life that you have suffered, God could actually turn it around and you could actually forgive people who have hurted you and look forward that this is just temporary. And even all things, when you say na you have lack in your lives, still God can turn that around. If you're saying, mag-final exam na naman, promissory note na naman ba ako, promissory note na lang ba kada exam, you know what? God can work and do good things according to His purpose. He could turn it around. He could actually turn it around. Don't limit God with your present situation today. He could actually provide. And even in our families, kung may mga kaaway tayong kapatid natin, o may mga kamag-anak tayo na hindi lang basta away maliit, pero seryoso. You know what? God could actually turn it around and there could be reconciliation in your family. Kahit sa tingin mo ngayon, hindi posible. And even yung may mga binivigi kayo, di ba? Ayaw magbago. Kulit-kulit. Lagi na lang late sa VG. O kaya, kulit-kulit. O kaya, yan na naman siya. Puro crush na naman yung sinishare. Ayan na naman siya. You know what? You can't put down that person because God has a purpose for that. That even in your life, you believe that for that person, God can do good things, that can work on all things so that it would work for him and for her because God has a great destiny. And for the purpose of that person, you could possibly be the change and the good thing for that person. And even as we go on through these verses, in verse 29, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son in order that He might be the firstborn of many brothers. What this actually is telling us is God's purpose for us is to be Christ-like. That one day, we would all be with God forever. That even in the last verse, and those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. You know what? Who among you here, you would say that you have been justified by Jesus Christ? You have accepted Him in your life. What this verse is telling us, it's past tense already. God will just reveal the glorification that you are to share with Him forever. Ibig sabihin, yung mga nangyayari sa atin ngayon, nangyayari sa, it's just temporary, but we can actually look forward to what God has in store for us in eternity with Him forever. If you're saying, nasawa ka na sa life mo dito, okay, puro na lang pagsubok, puro na lang pangit yung nangyayari, puro na lang mahirap yung nangyayari, puro na lang pangit yung sinasabi sa akin, puro na lang di maganda yung mga sinasabi sa akin, and even yung sinasabi mo sa sarili mo, dinadown mo na yung sarili mo, you know what? It's not over. That is just temporary. When you hold on to God and you persevere in your life, knowing that there's a better future and a future glory that God has in store for all of us, one day when Jesus comes, you know what? It will all be revealed to us and we will all live like Him and with Him forevermore. It's a good thing that it's not, that God has loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for our sins. It could have been us. But since God loved us so much, the Father loves us so much, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live the life that we should have lived and die the death that we all deserve so that we might share in His glory. That even right today, sabi nga sa 1 Peter, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. Sabi ng Bible, huwag ka na mabigla kung may pinagdadaanan ka ngayon. Huwag ka na mabigla. That's gonna be okay as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice. Sino sa inyo masasabi nyo, mahirap mag-rejoice pag may suffering? Di ba? Yung nasasaktan ka na nga, di ba? Yung nagkakabatak-batak na yung pamilya nyo, tumatawa ka pa ba? Hindi. Yes, your heart could probably be crushed. But you know what? You can look forward to the greater future God has in store for your family, for yourself, and even when Jesus comes back. But rejoice in so far, because you are being trained as you share in Christ's suffering. You are being trained. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, susunod yan, may abs na din yan. Glorified body yan. Because you are able to share in what Jesus Christ has won for us. That you may also rejoice, listen, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. What the Bible is telling us is that in our sufferings, we don't have to be dismayed or be frustrated at all. It's just training. And you know what? It's not training for us to achieve, just like ni Manny Pacquiao, naalala nyo? It's not training for us to achieve something, but it's training for us to receive. When we receive it, sanay tayo, we can fully live it out because it's not for us that we get to be trained or we get to do all these things for God, but it is for us to live out what Christ has won for us. That even in trials and in sufferings, it is about what God is able to give to us and what Jesus Christ has done for us and not about what we can achieve for Him. You're not being trained to be better, but we are being trained by Jesus Christ because that is our destiny. That is your destiny. In trials, you may be suffering, but it's not worth comparing to the destiny that God has for you. Jesus won it all for us, and now we can receive it. We have it in our lives right now. That in His suffering, we can share His glory forever. We could be with Him forever. Not that we have to achieve it, but because He has given it for us. That even in our sufferings today, we can hold on and put our hope in Him, just as He said to us, that I have said these things to you, that in Me, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But inuna ni Jesus, you will have peace. That even in trials, you will have peace. But because you know that, sabi ni Jesus, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When He has said, overcome the world, it's when He died on the cross and forever. The present sufferings that we go through now are nothing compared to the suffering what Jesus has paid for us, what Jesus has gone through for all of us. Yung pinagkahirapan niya is nothing worth comparing sa mga nangyayari sa atin ngayon. what is worth remembering and what is worth receiving and knowing and holding on to is that Jesus Christ has won for us. That we share with Him whatever He has in heaven and eternity. We all deserve hell. That's the truth. Residents of hell tayo lahat dito. But because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we can actually share in the glory that He has won for us. Can we all bow down right now and let's pray. Lord, we thank You, God, that You have given Your Son to us. That in this time, Lord, that we are facing many things, that we are facing so much trials. Now we know, Lord, that You have allowed these things to happen to us so that we might be trained and be refined to become like sapphires, like gold, like diamond, like crystal. Because that is our destiny. Christ-likeness is our destiny. And ito lang pala, training lang pala to, Lord, yung pinagdadaanan ko. But I could look forward to the day that there will be no more pain in my life. No more pain and sadness in my family. No more lack. No more struggles. Because this is Your destiny for me. That I may share in the glory that You have won for me. That I may share with the glory that will be revealed to us when You come. We look forward to the day na pag dumating ka na, Jesus, thank You. Because we are in You. And we will find ourselves in You. And that we don't have to work for our salvation because You have freely given it to us. And we don't have to work to achieve Christ-likeness because this is the destiny that You have for us. And You are leading us to this. Lord, we thank You that in these trials, may we focus our eyes on You. That in these testings, may we focus our eyes on You. And let me pray for some of you here that probably you have really big trials in your life, in your relationship with God, probably in your homes, na-persecute ka. So much suffering that I could actually, hindi ko mapo-point out kung ano yan, but you know it in yourself. So much suffering for the cause of God. But you know what? God is here. God is telling you that kaya mo yan. This is just a training for a greater future ahead of you. If that's you, you think that you have this kind of suffering, struggle, trial, whatever, would you just raise your hand and you know you need God's grace in this time of trials in your life, in your family's life, in your personal relationship with God. Thank You, God, for these people who's humbly raising up their hands that despite all these concerns, trials, sufferings that they go through, this is nothing and this is not worth comparing to the future glory that You have in store for us. That even as You said in Revelation that they would come, that we would come to You and You will be wiping away our tears. There will be no more death. There will be no more mourning, crying, and pain in our lives because the former things has passed away. These things will be just past when we come to Your loving arms. And even at this time, we know that You are with us. You are refining our hearts. You are refining our minds. You are training us for a great destiny. Thank You, Lord, that You will help us in this suffering that we have right now. In Jesus' name. Other people right here, now probably you have given up. Or you feel like para ka nang mag-give up sa relationship mo with God, in your life, in your testings. You don't want to face it anymore. You just want to befriend it. Ganto na talaga yung buhay ko, wala na magbabago. I want you to know that God's grace is available to all of us and we can look forward to a greater future that God has in store for us. You don't have to give up. With everyone bowed heads and eyes closed, if that's you, you think, everyone bow their heads and close their eyes. If you think you are about to give up in your relationship with God, in your life, because of all these trials and testings, would you just raise your hand? Thank You, God, that as humble as these people are raising up their hands, we acknowledge that we are nothing, Lord, apart from You. That this time, Lord, parang hindi na namin kaya. We want to give up. We just want to let things go. We pray, Lord God, to thank You that You are with us. Help us, Lord God, and teach us to honor You. Teach us, Lord, to walk in Your word. And also, Lord God, empower us, Lord, that there might be that your spirit is with us every day, that we will choose to persevere and hold on to the hope that we have in your word. Now, Lord, we would go on, that we would hold on to your word, and we would persevere, endure everything patiently, and we would strive hard to honor you, so that we might know that one day, babalikan namin to, titignan namin, it will be a testimony that you have really been in our lives, that you have helped us. And the time na gusto namin mag-give up, Lord, it is you who has taken up our hand so that we might not give up, Lord God, on you in our lives and to the people around us. Thank you, God, that we receive this grace that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly,